We have one of our country's top economists. We have with us Larry Kudlow. How are you, Larry?
I'm good, John. Thank you.
Tell us, I mean, we got some roller coaster ride on in the markets, and then the jobs numbers came out, and the interest rates are not going up as much as we thought. What say you?
I think the stock market has held up pretty well. Pretty well. I mean, it was down this week. It's been down for four straight weeks. But the levels, you know, the Dow's at 33,614, the S&P is at 43,29. Those are still very sturdy levels. I mean, oil prices have jumped way up because of the Ukraine story, 115 West Texas, 118 Brent. And the jobs report was very good, better than expected, although it was a little sloppy on the wage side. But you're still in an inflationary boom. You still have strong profits. But, John, there's some crazy things going on out there. I mean, really, when are we going to stop importing Russian oil? That's point number one. Point number two, the Biden administration says there's no plans to increase oil and gas production. That's worth $115 a barrel, which is insanity to waste.
Insanity.
Yes. And then finally, apparently they're very close to a new deal, a new nuclear deal with Iran, which is absolutely crazy. Sitting across the table with Russia, rewarding Russia. And by the way, the sanctions will be taken off Iran if the deal is real. And that means, think of it this way. We're buying Russian oil. We're buying Iranian oil. But we're not producing American oil. Now, that is just
it's
crazy.
It's just crazy. Crazy. And Iran, by the way, Larry, Iran announced, didn't announce, but they said, oh, the deal is done with the United States for us to get the money.
I know. They're talking about $11 billion for four hostages.
Well, the terrorists needed the money.
Yeah, well, that's where the money is going to go. Iran's the biggest sponsor of terrorism in the Middle East, for sure, maybe around the world for all I know. It's a Marxist military run. It's not some mullet theocracy. It's run by the military, by the Revolutionary Guards. I mean, Trump was right to pull the plug on that deal in 2018. By the way, the latest report from the UN is that they're even closer to nuclear weapons. They're even closer to nuclear weapons. And, of course, they lie, cheat, and steal. They won't let the inspectors inspect. I mean, I think the Biden administration is just nutty to go through with this. This whole, you know, their oil policy, their foreign policy, their security policy, none of this makes any sense. Biden's foreign policy is just awful. The Iranian deal is awful. Why we're not tougher with Russian oil is beyond me. Why are we still waging war against American fossil fuels? You know, we could be producing up to 14 million barrels a day. And that would go a long ways towards cutting back oil prices. I know why oil prices are up because of the war, but the fact is we could be recalibrating that if we had a sensible all of the above, not waging war on fossil fuel, everything, nuclear, oil, gas, coal, wind turbines is fine, solar is fine, electric cars is all fine. Let the markets decide, but they're not doing that. You've got these crazy left-wing radical greenies, and we're paying a cost for that.
Lunch with a very senior Democratic senator, and I said to him, if we turned on Canada, if we turned on Alaska, oil would drop to $60 a barrel, half price. Why aren't we doing it?
I mean, look, Biden goes and has a State of the Union message Tuesday night, and there he's coming back with a whole litany of social spending, which will, again, with deficit financing from the Fed, will simply raise the inflation rate even more, as though we needed that with oil prices doing what they're doing.
Larry,
I mean, it's really not a good story.
At $115 a barrel, that equates to $7 a gallon of gas.
Well, unfortunately, we may be headed for that. I mean, we don't have to be. That's the point. We have phenomenal resources here. We have the most efficient, technologically best, and we have the cleanest natural gas and LNG in the world. Why aren't we drill, 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 selling it around the world, undercutting Russia. All we're doing is helping to finance Putin's war machine. That is all we're doing.
Well,
that plus the fact that consumers and businesses are going to get creamed by these higher gasoline prices. It's just nutty. It's absolutely nutty. It's nutty. It's nuttier than a $3 bill.
And the Arab states, the Saudi Arabians, and the oil producing OPEC are zillionaires again. It starts with a Z.
We should not be reliant on Russia or the Saudis or Iran. I mean, we're playing into the hands of all the world's dictators, and it's just driving me crazy. You know, John Kerry, I knew John Kerry's negotiating this deal. Rest assured, he's the one that did it during the Obama years. And this is just deja vu all over again. It is a terrible story. And to reward Russia and Putin with an Iranian deal right now is absolutely insanity.
Insanity. Larry Kudlow, thank you for everything you've done for America. Continue to speak out for America. God bless you and God bless America.
Thanks, John. Yeah, take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you.